My Summertime Station.
Your station for brand new music. Brand new. Yeah, brand new.
We're One Republic. DNCE.
This is Megan Trainor.
If I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me.
I'm Zay.
Your hit music station.
Biggest Little Radio.
That's right. Thank you so much for tuning in. Jay Fierce Rodriguez right here as we enter the 4 o'clock hour, which means, of course, it's Tuesday. We have Robert from the Fernley Reporter here in the studio. Hello, Robert. Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Glad to have you back once again.
Trying to stay cool.
Yeah, staying cool. And it's working out pretty good. Nothing, you know. I mean, we got an air conditioner. You know,
yeah.
It works.
Clouding up a little. We may get some.
We'll see if we get some
later.
Thunderstorms, yeah. Or some rains. You know, I don't think that it's going to happen today, but most likely tomorrow for sure. But, you know, you can't never tell, especially when the weather is over 100 degrees and you got clouds. That definitely might happen. Yeah. So, you have special guests here in the studio today. Now, we were expecting Superintendent Wayne Workman, but apparently something came up. So, we have some other guests here with
us. Yes, we have Deputy Superintendent Alan Reeder. And we have Jim Giannotti. He's the Elementary Director of Curriculum Instruction and Assessment, if I don't butcher that too bad. So real happy to have you guys here with us.
Thanks.
Good to be here. So with school year starting yesterday, so we thought we'd get you in here and talk about how the beginning of school year has gone and just some things that parents might want to know here with the beginning of school year. So we've had 2 days down now. How's it gone the first 2 days?
Well, so far it's going real well. Both Jim and I were able to visit all the schools on Monday. Principals are reporting some new students, but we won't have those actual numbers for a few days. Each year we have students move in and move out, and we don't always find out students are moved out until we get the transfer records. But it's been two safe days. Students have been transferred home safely, and principals are reporting, you know, lots of positives and sharing pictures of the students. Students were able to meet with their new teachers, and we believe there are lots of positive stories at the dinner table last night, at least hopefully. Jim, anything to add?
You know, it's overall it's real positive, especially with our switch over to the new student information system. Everybody was really positive and upbeat at the start of the year.
Is that part of your new website?
Well, there is a new website, and there will be a parent portal that will be opening up hopefully soon.
Right, that's lioncsd.org is our new website, but the Infinite Campus isn't quite ready for parents to access. But there wouldn't be a whole lot in there since the school year just started.
So when that's online, then the parents can get in and check their child's grades and that type of thing?
Yeah, they'll be able to check attendance, grades. They'll be able to track their student progress. Kids will be able to log in. You'll be able to access all sorts of information of your child, track their progress throughout the year.
So you mentioned not having a count of students yet. When does that happen and how does that work?
Our principals are sent a count in today. It's just a body count today, and we will work with our principals for the next couple weeks to make sure that our body count matches what's in the computer. We're estimating we'll have about 8,500 students. Last year we were around 8,400, including our pre-K students. We're at averaging about a 1-2% growth. And so we'll probably be about 8,500.
There's the answer to my question. That's it. That's one of the questions I had was have we seen some growth this year, or is that projected to be seen?
Last year we had about a 1% growth, and we just had a master facilities study done, and that's what our experts tell us is we're about 1-2%. They went around and they visited with all the city groups and studied and took a look at what EDON was doing in Reno, as well as the state demographer, and they're estimated about a 1.5-2%. We'll probably see a little more up north here in Fernley, a little less down south in Yarrington, Smith Valley. Silver Springs is going to be an interesting one as that road punches through. We've heard all kinds of estimates, so we're just going to have to really keep a close eye on monitoring those student numbers.
Those numbers will probably jump a few years down the line, though, when all the stuff with Tesla starts happening. Yeah, do you guys have figures for 5 years or 10 years down the road?
Yeah, it's about a 1.5 to 2% each year, and it doesn't jump in 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
And we're hoping that it's just a nice steady increase. We don't want to get slammed like we did in the 2000s when we were really struggling to get schools open and have enough space for everybody. But right now, we're hoping for just a real slow, steady growth.
So how do you use those numbers and those projections of growth to plan for having more space that you might need, or are your schools not full yet? How will that work?
Yeah, in our master facilities plan, it does have capacity at each school. And so it's actually a pretty interesting read, I guess, for boring people like educators like me. But it's pretty fascinating. It'll tell you about each school and what the capacity is, what the current capacity is. And that that study actually lives online on our website. It was on our old site, but when I get home tonight, I'll make sure that it's on our new website as well.
We had a good discussion here one day. A part of that plan, I know one of the recommendations is for a new elementary school here in Fernley. And replacing Fernley Elementary School, and there was a lot of different opinions in the community here about that.
There was a lot of hype about it, that's for sure. There was a lot of hype. Yeah.
And so how is that when you guys get involved far enough down the road where you start actually thinking about that, how will that work? Will you have meetings with parents and discuss ideas about the best things to do, or
you bet that master facility plan is just a plan, and it's not written in stone as what we will do or what we won't do. But
so not sure if you're going to take action just yet.
Exactly. Okay. There'll be lots of discussions. You know, and I'm a student of Fernley Elementary, and that's a cool building, and I was principal up there for 6 years. So I get a little heartache myself when they talk about taking that school down. But you get to a point, and what our strategic facilities folks, our experts tell us, is that you get to a point when a school is so old and you're having to invest so much taxpayer dollars into it, that you might be better off in building a new school. And that's a tough one that we want to do. We always want to be using our taxpayer dollars to the best of their ability and conservatively. And we do have a site out right next to Silverland that's mm-hmm. already plumbed and mm-hmm. ready to go for an elementary school.
Something we've talked about with Mayor Roy, and this is a discussion that's been going on for a while, but you know, in my opinion, I definitely see where there's more pros and cons.
Sure.
Yep.
Sure.
So. One of the concerns about that, of course, is not having a school on the west side of town if that were to come to pass. So you would obviously have to rezone all the elementaries mm-hmm. and.
Well, the facility plan that was discussed, and we did work with these guys on this plan, is what the plan entails is closing down the current Fernley Elementary School building and moving that school over to Fernley Intermediate. So we would have to do some retrofitting at Fernley Intermediate. That would then become a pre-K to sixth grade school.
Okay.
Cottonwood and East Valley, no, I'm sorry. Cottonwood would be a pre-K to sixth. East Valley would be a pre-K to sixth. And the new elementary school next to Silverland would also be a pre-K to sixth. Then Silverland would be our seventh and eighth. And of course the high school would be our 9-12. So there would be some reconfiguring, but I think we're a few years away from uh-huh. that.
So with school starting yesterday, and I know that the students all of a sudden show up on the first day, but the teachers and the principals have been in the building getting things ready. So can you tell us a little bit about how that has gone, and what are some of the preparations they have to make to be ready for students?
You bet. And of course, there was a lot of folks that didn't take any time off in the summer, and I'm going to asked Jim to talk a little bit about all the training that was going on this summer for new teachers and existing teachers.
Yeah, we started off at the very end of last school year, starting in June. We actually had about 9 days of training in mission literacy. So we trained teachers K through 12 in our literacy programs for Readers and Writers Workshop. And we had quite a few people. I want to say we've trained over 200 folks already in that mission literacy. And so we've done a number of trainings there. We did some new teacher training prior to all the teachers coming back. So all of our new teachers came in, received some training on classroom practices, management, whatnot. as well as with Infinite Campus. And
so not everybody was on vacation this summer.
No, no. And in fact, there was great deal of planning and preparation that went into all those trainings. And there, one of the nice things is with our PD manager, she offers professional development throughout the year for teachers. She's even got some Saturdays planned. So teachers will be working all throughout the year with professional development in all the subject areas.
So are there a lot of new teachers in the district this year?
Yeah, we've got 59 new teachers this year.
I was going to say, I saw quite a few new names, and I've seen quite a few changes already, so just entering this new school year. So 59, yeah.
59 new ones, and that's about average. We're losing about 50 to 60 each year, mostly from retirement, but we also lose folks moving to Reno that were making the commute or going to other locations. You know, so we're real excited about our exit survey data that speaks real highly of our principals and their experience at Lyon County. But it's just, sometimes it's tough, especially nowadays. There is such a teacher shortage. I heard last week that Washoe County still had over 100 openings for teachers.
Oh, wow.
Do you guys have openings looking on filling? Or
We have a handful that still are being filled currently with substitutes, with long-term substitutes, and we're still advertising and trying to secure folks for some tougher positions.
Now, I know part of the plan that you guys approved about 3 years ago, and it helps with your recruiting. The teachers that are retiring, if they give you an early notification, that gives you an opportunity to start recruiting before some of the other school districts are out there. Has that helped you get some of these positions filled where you get to this point and you don't still have open positions?
It has, Robert, and actually that early notification incentive, the way that works is that if the teacher knows they're leaving, and we don't want them to leave, but if they know they're leaving, such as retiring or they're moving out of the state or something, if they let us know, usually it's by about mid-February, we'll give them an extra $1,000 on their final check. And that does. Then that allows us to know where our openings are and start recruiting from that point.
Do you start recruiting right then in February, or
we start the advertising then?
Okay.
And then in March is when we typically go on our recruiting fairs.
And are a lot of the teachers you hire, are they straight out of UNR, or where do you find them?
It's a mix, you know. In fact, I was talking to a colleague the other day, and it used to be you'd look at your new teacher group, and they were a bunch of early 20-somethings who are fresh out of college. But more and more, we're getting folks that are coming from out of state. We're getting folks that are coming from other districts. You know, I can think of an example of a couple that are driving out from Reno every day. And one's at Fernley Intermediate, one's at Fernley Elementary. Very excited about the district, about the smaller school settings, about knowing your superintendent, and just about the quality principals that we have. And so, it's a variety of folks that are coming in. It's quite a mixture. And that's good too, because then you have experience and you have fresh ideas, and it's always nice to have a staff that has that mixture of both experience and new teachers that are fresh out of college with new ideas.
Do you mentor a new teacher with partner them maybe with an older, more experienced teacher that they might kind of bounce ideas off of or something like that? Do they collaborate a lot?
We do, and Jim, if you would talk a little
definitely
bit about that.
Definitely, there's a lot of collaboration, and then as I said earlier, there's ongoing professional development for all of our new teachers. They get together once a month and review different topics. Of course, they do breakout sessions depending on their grade level as well, so that they can do some job-alikes, whether it be subject-specific or just with grade-like peers or their colleagues.
This morning I was visiting with Principal Shannon Cross at Fernley Elementary School, and she was telling me about a new grant the district has for a pre-K, and then the kids come, and it's an all-day program instead of 3 hours. So
yeah, in actuality, we started a full-day pre-K program last year, largely funded out of Title I dollars. But what we did was we used our Title I funding throughout the district so that every elementary school could offer that. Some of the programs we're half day, but the majority were full day. This year we've obtained the pre-K development grant through the state, and the state has matching federal funds. So now we have full day pre-K for all of our schools across the district.
Does every pre-K student go full day? Or?
Full day, yep.
Okay.
So they receive transportation to and from. They get lunch while they're here. And there's a strong emphasis on play and learning through play. But these kids are also given the skills needed to be successful in kindergarten. And that kind of flows into our Read by Grade 3 legislation. So this year's kindergartners have to, by the end of third grade, be reading at grade level. And that is a new law from the state of Nevada. And actually, we've put in some great plans for that. Students that are identified early on as lacking in their reading skills, we get them on a reading acceleration plan. And we will be meeting with parents at the end of the first quarter and talking with parents at parent-teacher conferences if we find that their students are lacking and we need to get them on a plan to help them get up to snuff so that by the end of third grade, they're reading at grade level.
Now, I really like one thing that I like, and I know we're starting to run short on time, but one thing I like is my three-year-old early child education, and he's already getting on the bus with his brother. And he goes to Friendly Elementary, and he's on the ECE program. So that's really cool. For me, growing up, I was like, gosh, I thought once you were five, that's when you go to school. But no, he's 3 years old, and he's already going to school. We're like, oh, my gosh, this is so surreal. But, you know, it's bittersweet for, you know.
As a parent, yeah.
Yeah, as a parent.
You know, it's I have a senior this year, and I'm wondering where all the time is gone. But, don't blink, because it's quick.
Yeah. Definitely, definitely.
So speaking of seniors on the other end of the age spectrum, you've had a lot of success with the Jumpstart program through Western Nevada College. And is that expanding, or how is that program going?
Yeah, actually it is. And I need to look up some numbers. Our pass rate was about 98% last year. We had 125 students involved. 60 of those kids were from Fernley High School, and with that pass rate of 98%, we're pretty stoked about that. This is the highest the WNC has seen, and also when you look at those 14 seniors graduated with an associate's degree as well as their high school diploma at the end of last year.
And I heard the dean of students from WNC at a meeting, he said that the Lyon County's pass rate was higher than their general student population pass rate, and those are kids that have already graduated from high school. So
that is correct.
That's awesome. An impressive program.
Yeah, we're very excited about that. You know, and Kent Jones, our principal at Fernley High School, has been real instrumental in getting that off the ground, you know, along with our other high school principals. In fact, Mr. Jones and Superintendent Workman presented at the University Board of Regents in June, and actually Mr. Jones went with John Kinkella from WNC at a national conference and presented in Chicago there. So very excited, very proud about what's going on there, and what a great opportunity for our high school students.
Well, we thank you guys for joining us today, and hope that it's a great school year, and anything else that you guys would like to mention?
You know, that's great. We appreciate the opportunity to come visit with you guys, and please ask us again. We're excited for the year. We do have an in-service on August 26th, if we could get that plug in. On that day, we will not have any students. All of our teachers will be in class that day. We're working on improving our communication, so please continue to check our website and our Facebook and even Twitter. We're getting into the 21st century in communication.
Wow, so, you guys, soon we're going to see the Lyon County School District on Snapchat, too. Yeah. What's up with that?
I'll go home and read up what that is. But thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you. Thank you guys.
Well, let's definitely have you guys back. We'll definitely have to schedule you guys to come back and maybe even get to Superintendent Workman to join you as well, and do a follow-up and see how things are going, maybe, you know, here pretty soon.
Fantastic.
Sounds good.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for coming down. And, of course, Fernley Reporter, always check in with Robert by shooting him an email. What's your email address, Robert?
It's robert@fernleyreporter.com. The website is fernleyreporter.com.
And stick around. We got more music on the way. Biggest of the Radio.